This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Typhoon Ceola has made landfall in southern China after nearly 900,000 people moved to safety. Most of Hong Kong and other parts of coastal southern China suspended business, transport, and classes. The province Meteorological Bureau says that the powerful storm churned into an outlying district just south of Hong Kong around 3:30 Saturday morning, forecast to move in a southwesterly direction along the coast at a speed of around 17 kilometers per hour, and gradually weakening before heading out to sea. On Friday, 780,000 people had been moved from dangerous areas in Guangdong, as were 100,000 others in a neighboring area. Russia has deployed its new generation of ICBMs. It is the latest from the Associated Press reporter, Lisa Dwyer.
According to Russian news agencies, Russia has placed Sarmat missiles on combat duty. The Sarmat was first announced in 2018. The silo-based missile, capable of carrying multiple nuclear warheads, is intended to replace the R-36 ICBMs that are known by the NATO reporting name of Satan. The Sarmat reportedly has a short initial launch phase, allowing little time for surveillance systems to track it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Earlier this week, the White House announced that U.S. President Joe Biden will visit Vietnam as he seeks to strengthen U.S.-Vietnam relations. Associated Press talked with Yoon Sun, director of the China program at the Stimson Center, and says Vietnam, despite taking the meeting, is still playing a delicate balancing act. The meeting is scheduled for President Biden's trip back from the G20 meeting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There's been a Thai pardon.
The pardon granted by King Maha Vajiralongkorn was published on Friday in the Royal Gazette, making it effective immediately. Thaksin was prime minister from 2001 through 2006 when he was ousted by a military. He fled Thailand in 2008 when he was faced with serving prison time for an abuse of power conviction that he had described as politically motivated. He returned to Thailand last week and was immediately sent to prison, but was quickly transferred to a state hospital because of what was described as frail health. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A pope is in Mongolia.
Though Francis is often received as a superstar on his trips abroad, there were few signs the pope had arrived in the predominantly Buddhist country, apart from a joyous reception along his motorcade route.
I am so happy to see the pope. I am very thankful for his visit. We have been waiting for this moment for such a long time. He shook my hand twice. I am so excited. So excited.
Francis is set to attend an official welcome ceremony and address government leaders and diplomats on Saturday. On Sunday, he plans to preside over a mass and several other religious events before his Monday departure.
Thousands of Haitians prepared to sleep in schools and a theater around the main square of Port-au-Prince Friday after fresh attacks by armed gangs pushed already displaced people downtown to seek shelter wherever they could. The Grand Ravine gang, led by Renault Destina, has besieged the densely populated neighborhood for weeks, forcing workers to withdraw and thousands of people to flee their homes. Under resourced police have struggled to contain the violence. One person was 9 months pregnant and said she had no choice but to come there in the square after the gang attacked her home, killing a three-year-old son. A one-time leader in the Proud Boys far-right extremist group has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol, tying the record for the longest sentence in the attack. Ethan Nordine was one of several members convicted of spearheading an attack on the U.S. Capitol to try to prevent the peace transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden after the 2020 presidential election. Prosecutors said he was the undisputed leader of the ground on January 6. Also sentenced Friday was Proud Boys' Dominic Pizzola, who got 10 years in prison and raised his fist and shouted Trump won as he left the courtroom. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.